We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Nothing better than the feeling after a win. And in some ways, there's nothing better than regrouping after a loss.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Well, I mean, the old saying obviously is, you know, great pitching beats, you know, good hitting every day. We like our pitching too.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, the go-to source for your premium game day experience at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championships. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack. Play ball!
All right, well, let's start the show by congratulating the Oklahoma Sooner softball team on their fifth national championship since 2000, and they set multiple single-season NCAA records, including, but not limited to, team batting average, team slugging percentage, on-base percentage, home runs, runs scored. And how about G. Juarez, named the College World Series most outstanding player? She pushed her record to 5-0 in the tournament, allowing just one run on two hits, striking out seven, and walking two for her second complete game in roughly 20 hours to clinch the championship for the Sooners, who finished the season 56-4. So congratulations to Coach Patty Gasso and the Oklahoma Sooners. They were fun to watch. And we have a new head baseball coach at TCU, Kirk Sarlos, who joined the coaching staff in the summer of 2012 after two seasons as the pitching coach at Cal State Fullerton, will now take over for Jim Schlossnagel, who moves on to Texas A&M. Sarlos was promoted to recruiting coordinator a few years ago as well. The Horned Frogs' ERA of 3.19 since 2014 ranks sixth nationally. TCU led the nation with a 2.22 ERA back in 2014 under Sarlos. And the TCU pitching staff has the fourth most shutouts nationally over the last 7 years, 45 of those. And athletic director Jeremiah Donati said that after having meetings with many current and former baseball players and student athletes within the program, they all talked about the family-like atmosphere and the amazing culture that exists. And they'll stay inside, stay internally. So congratulations to Coach Sarlos on his promotion. And then we have a couple of national champions. Texas's Tara Davis and Texas Tech's Ruth Usoro claimed individual titles at the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Eugene. Davis won in the long jump. And in her first full year of competing at Texas Tech, Usora ended up winning the national championship in the triple jump. Texas women finished sixth overall, and the Texas men were the top Big 12 team. They finished seventh overall. All right, so now it is time to turn our attention to the Texas Longhorns. They are headed to Omaha for the College World Series, their first game coming up on Sunday. We'll break down the College World Series. We'll talk about the season that the Longhorns had. Craig Way, voice of the Longhorns, joins us next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay,
let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay,
let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Joining us here on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline here on Big 12 this week is Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns. What an exciting call. Craig, you hear it and you read it, 37th time headed to the College World Series. I mean, when you stop and you think about it, though, I mean, it blows my mind. The next closest is Miami with 25, and we just kind of say it like, it's the 37th time. But, man, that is a remarkable run, the history of Texas baseball.
When you consider, Bill, the fact that the College World Series, which started in Kalamazoo, Michigan in 1947, and Texas, by the way, played in the first one, when you consider that the College World Series began in 47, it's been going on for 9 decades, and that Texas has been in the College World Series at least once in every one of those 9 decades. That kind of, I just saw that number the other day for the first time. I mean, I knew about the 37 times. I mean, this is going to be my ninth time alone with Texas. I did a couple of other times when I went to do a national radio call for Westwood One. So I've been to Omaha 11 times, but just the mere fact that they've gone so often tells you, I think, quite a bit about this program and how it was established way back, even before there was a College World Series, when Mr. Dish, as they knew him, Uncle Billy Dish, started the program there in the early 1900s, and Bib Falk really took it to greatness with the national championships in 49 and 50, the final national championship to be won outside of Omaha in Wichita, the one year they had it there in 1949, and the first year that they had it in Omaha, what was then the brand new ballpark on the hill, Municipal Stadium, in 1950, which was engineered by the energetic mayor, Johnny Rosenblatt. And of course, later they named it Rosenblatt Stadium, and they won the first one there. They played in they thought they were going to play in the last one in 2010 and got upset by TCU in the Super Regional. But they've had a long tradition of excellence and making it to Omaha. And they've won 6 national titles, and they're hoping this year could be the 7th.
I want to talk a little bit. Well, I do. I want to get some insight from you on Omaha and that experience. We'll talk about that when we wrap things up. But before we talk about this team, just the history of Texas baseball, and you mentioned that stat about playing across 9 decades. Is there any anything that weaves through the program? I don't know about a tradition, but just a way of playing the game. And I know the game of baseball changes over decades and decades, but is there one central theme? Or, you know, you talk about baseball on the major league level, and the Cardinals have the Cardinal way, and you know, a way that they kind of go about in teaching players that come up in their system. Is there something similar to that with Texas baseball?
I think probably if you could pick out one specific area, Bill, it'd probably be pitching. They've had great pitching throughout the decades there, even when they had years when Cliff Gustafson's 1975 national championship team could really bash the ball, and my broadcast partner on a lot of the Longhorn games this year, Keith Moreland, batted .410 that year, was an All-American on that national championship team in 1975. But even then, that team had Richard Wortham, who was an incredible pitcher. They had great pitching all the way back in the 50s when Jim Erler threw a no-hitter in Omaha at the World Series, and then on into the 80s, and then in into the 90s when Brooks Kieschnick won the Golden Spikes Award, and he was both pitching and hitting the ball well. And into the 2000s, the 2002 National Championship team that had Justin Simmons and went 13-1, the 05 team that had Kyle McCulloch, who threw a shutout against the number one overall seed Tulane, and Adrian Alanese had a great pitching performance there. And you know, just going through the years, pitching and defense have kind of been the hallmarks of Texas, even though they've had some years where they could knock the ball out of the ballpark. The 02 national championship team had Jeff Onoveras and Dustin Majewski, and they could really smash the ball. But they had Houston Street coming out of the bullpen as a freshman to save all 4 of those Texas victories, and he was the outstanding player of the series. So probably pitching and defense, which you know, not coincidentally, is the hallmark of this particular Longhorn team in 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about that. Craig Way, the voice of the Texas Longhorns, getting ready for their 37th trip to the College World Series. This was just the second time I read this, that Texas swept their way through regionals and super regionals. It's not an easy task when you get to this point of the season, because you're playing great teams and great competition. That's an incredible stat.
Yeah, and if I remember, the other time that would have happened probably would have been in 04, I guess, maybe. And they, you know, and absolutely wiped out an outstanding Vanderbilt team at that time and went on that. Now, that team, I should point out, went through and swept through its first three opponents in Omaha, got to the National Championship Series, but ran into a buzzsaw, even better pitching from Cal State Fullerton that year with Jason Windsor and Ricky Romero, and got knocked out that year. But the teams that have won it in 02 and 05 have had good pitching even when they didn't win the games. In fact, Bill, this was a stat I brought up on the broadcast the other night. There, folks had mentioned if you were watching the ESPN telecasts of all of the regionals and the super regionals, they pointed out that in the regionals, I think the number is 85% of the number one seeds who win their first game in a regional go on and win that regional. And in the super regional, 80% of the teams that win game one win the super. And I made the comment on the air that the reason why that percentage is a little bit lower, there's several reasons. Obviously, it's just two teams and it's a best two out of three, and you know, a lot of things can change. But I pointed out the reason why that number is a little bit lower, not quite as high as the 85%, I think the University of Texas skews that number, because the Longhorns now have played in 10 super regionals. They are 9-1 in those supers. They're 5-0 when they win game one, as they did this past weekend. But Bill, they're 4-1 when they lose game one. They lost game one in 02 and against Houston, went on and won that and won the national championship. They lost game one in 05 in Oxford at Ole Miss, came back, won that, won the national title. The one loss, as I mentioned earlier, 2010 against TCU, they did lose game one that year. The prior year when they beat TCU in a decisive third game, and this, of course, in the days before TCU was actually even in the Big 12, that year they won game one, but they also lost game one in 2011 to Arizona State and came back and won the thing. So, you know, it's interesting when you look at the numbers, the way that history unveils it down through the years. And, you know, when you've been there 36 prior times, you've probably arrived there in a variety of ways. And I think that certainly is the case for Texas.
Yeah, and those are high percentages. I mean, even higher than I expected. It just shows you the importance of winning that first game in these series and in regionals, et cetera. My guest this week is Craig Way, voice of the Longhorns. Let's talk about the super regionals when we return on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri. This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills. For all the ways you love to play, make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ins is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back on Big 12 this week. I'm Bill Pollack. We are getting ready for Texas, the Longhorns, and their trip to Omaha for the College World Series. Talking over the Super Regional. Texas up 3-0, holding South Florida to 3 hits in Game 1. Ninth inning, Tanner Witt gives up the leadoff homer, then a double with 2 outs. A 2-run homer ties the game before Texas ends up walking it off in the ninth. Craig Way, voice of the Longhorns on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Can you talk about head coach David Pierce's decision to stick with the freshman in that situation?
Well, you know, it's interesting because he said it's a dilemma, the way he described it, because throughout the course of the season, they've kind of gone with a bit of a 1-2 punch when they've gotten to the bullpen. If Tanner Witt comes out to relieve Ty Madden, as was the case on Saturday night, quite often the next day of the series with Tristan Stevens going, it's flipped because they do have bullpen depth. And we saw this on Sunday night where they had Cole Quintanilla followed up by Aaron Nixon. And there was a couple of exceptions that ruled the Friday night game in Fort Worth. Tanner Witt was pitching really well, ran in some trouble in the ninth, and then Nixon closed it out and finished it out. So those three guys they were doing, he had been so good, got the final out in the seventh when he stood in for Madden when he first came in, and then worked a 1-2-3-8. So they didn't really think much about it when he get yielded the leadoff homer. Then he got an out. Then there was a double. And then there was 2 outs and got into 3 balls and 2 strikes. He was 1 strike away. But Keith Moreland, my broadcast partner, said he's going to throw him the breaking ball here, probably a curveball because he can throw the harder slider. But he's probably going to go with a curve because he had some success with it. But he didn't want to leave it up. And no sooner than those words were out of Keith's mouth, and it floated up at about 81 miles an hour. And the kid put a great swing on it and drove it right down the line afterwards. So, and then they stuck with him to get the final out. Then, of course, they won it in a walk-off. They have a lot of faith in those relievers. Quintanilla is a veteran, but Tanner Witt, the guy who gave up the home run, and Aaron Nixon, who got the final out on Sunday, were both freshmen. But they've kind of been through the wars this year, Bill, so they're not really much freshmen anymore.
No, and Tanner, to his credit, and you know he's going to bounce back, his dad, former major leaguer, Kevin Witt, played for four different teams. So you can put that kid in that type of a pressure situation, and he's going to answer, and they'll have no problems going back to him here in Omaha. Game two, a 12-4 victory. Tristan Stevens got hit for a couple of runs in the first inning, but boy, those bats got started right away, and then they just kept the pressure on all day. It felt like that was it. They were going to push through, and nothing was going to slow them down. It just had that sense.
Tristan had been just really on a roll for the past month and a half. He wound up allowing all four South Florida runs in the game and had not allowed that many runs in the game since the Texas Tech series at the tail end of April. I think it was May 1st, actually, Saturday, when he had pitched. I think that was the last time he'd allowed four or more runs in a ball game. And I think he had a little bit of trouble. It was a very hot night. Had trouble with the grip, was going to the rosin bag quite a bit. Same thing we saw with South Florida's starting pitcher. That might have had something to do with it. I don't know. He didn't have good command of his breaking ball, which he normally has. And so that might have had something to do with it. But you're right. This team all season long has never really worried about much. You brought up the game-tying home run for South Florida on Saturday night. David Pierce said to me afterwards, Nobody had a raised voice. Nobody pointed a finger. Nobody grumbled. Nobody said, it's like, okay, let's go out and get a run. And they did. And it was the same thing on Sunday, because they would say Tristan had picked them up all season long. If you backed me into a corner and said you could only have one guy to be the MVP of this team, who would it be? I would say it would probably be Tristan Stevens, because he had to really stabilize things sometimes. Say Ty Madden either didn't have a great outing, or they didn't score enough runs for him and it was left to the bullpen and they might lose a game or win a game or whatever. It would be Stevens who would always flip the script the next day. And so they were ready to pick him up a little bit. And he didn't pitch horribly and obviously qualified for the win, but giving up four runs was not something that he normally was accustomed to doing. So the offense more than picked him up on Sunday.
Our can't-miss game of the week is presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, ticketsforless.com. And obviously, our can't-miss game is Game 1 for the Longhorns, which will be Game 4 here in Omaha on Sunday. Sunday evening on ESPN2, Texas takes on Mississippi State. And things kind of come full circle. The Longhorns started the season with Mississippi State and an 8-3 loss in Arlington. And boy, there was a lot going on at that time, February 20th. So exactly 4 months later, the two teams will meet again. Kind of funny how that stuff works out in baseball. Is there anything useful that can be taken from that game? I mean, I guess other than familiarity, but I mean, 4 months ago, so much has changed.
Yeah, especially I think even for Texas. Now, Mississippi State certainly has had their own changes. I went back and I was looking back at the box score of that. The lineup that was on the field for Texas that day, a lot of the same guys who were playing today were on the field, but they weren't batting in the same areas. Like Mike Antico, who has been anchored at the leadoff spot for the past 2 months, was batting third in the order that day. Austin Todd, who's a fifth-year senior and a leader of this team, was the leadoff guy, and he had a good ballgame. And by the way, Todd was off to a really good start before he injured his shoulder diving back into the bag at second base in an early season game, I think, against Sam Houston State. Took him out for the rest of the year. So what they had to do was pivot, adjust. Douglas Hodo III winds up, and Doug, by the way, the son of a former Longhorn, Doug Hodo played on the 83 national championship team that had Roger Clemens on it and played on the national finalist teams with Greg Swindell in 84 and 85. Doug II, his dad says, we named him after his grandfather. He was a much better man than I was. But Doug III, Doug had to learn on the fly as a redshirt freshman in right field, took over there and did a great job. Well, they had other guys. Murphy Staley was the starting second baseman that night, or that morning. It was an 11 a.m. first pitch. Murph has been a really good utility guy and a guy in pinch hit off the bench. He's done that. But Mitchell Daly had not even emerged yet. And what we're talking about now is a freshman All-American who worked his way into the lineup and has anchored down that position at second base. So you had a lot of differences there with that. Also, even though Ty Madden pitched in that game, they had him on a pitch count. I think he wound up at throwing 77 pitches in the contest and wound up taking the loss. One thing that hasn't changed, Mississippi's taken back. They can hit the ball. That was the case that day. They could hit the ball, and they bring an outstanding offensive club into the ball game. So there's been some changes, and there are some similarities. But you're right, going back 4 months is a long time thinking about Texas coming out of the winter storm when they couldn't practice the entire week, and they have an 11 a.m. season opening first pitch at Globe Life Field in Arlington. And it was just part of basically what was a lost weekend. They lost all three games, got shut out by Arkansas the next night, and then got just pummeled by Ole Miss on Monday. But they used it as a rallying cry to go back to work and get better. They kept saying, remember Arlington. And I think that experience certainly has helped turn around their season and make them now one of the teams to beat at the College World Series.
That's really amazing that they do go all the way back to game one of this season to use that to kind of kickstart that rallying cry. I want to talk about the roster makeup of the Longhorns and look at the other teams who make up the field in the College World Series in Omaha. We'll do that when we return on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure. And we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr.
pepper and cream soda.
A delicious duet.
This is Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. You can listen to the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Craig Way is my guest on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. He will be calling the action for the Texas Longhorns in the College World Series. Craig, in Major League Baseball, by Memorial Day, some people will save in the All-Star break, but by Memorial Day, I think you really get an idea of the team, of who they are, what they're going to be, and that's 2 months into the season. Well, 2 months in college baseball is half the season. So you talked about the evolution of the Longhorns lineup. How long does it take in college baseball before you get a real feel of the true identity of a team?
Well, traditionally, when I say, you know, traditionally, a lot of things went, you know, off the rails tradition-wise because of the pandemic year that we'd just gone through. I mean, you look at the fact that ACC played only a handful of non-conference games. The Big Ten did not play any non-conference games at all. So a lot of things were different. A lot of things changed. But traditionally, in college baseball, most coaches will use the first 2-3 weeks, maybe even a month, to truly figure out their lineup and their rotation. Well, they have an idea, and then guys come through the fall ball, and they kind of have a lineup going in, but they have to see it play out in real-time action. And that was the case. It had to evolve for Texas. I mentioned Mitchell Daly at second base. He'd had a good fall, but in the preseason practices, Murphy Staley had kind of it won the job, so to speak. So I think that was part of it as well. And then, you know, the pitching really had to change quite a bit. They didn't know exactly what they were going to have with the freshman in Aaron Nixon, and they thought they'd get good stuff out of Tanner Witt, but they weren't 100% certain about that. And then you think about the third man in the rotation, Pete Hansen. What a huge difference he made, but he had had COVID issues, injury issues. So he wasn't the third starter until late April. I mean, it was Colby Kubitschek was the third starter, and then Colby struggled some. By then, Hansen, who'd been working in the midweeks, had really started to develop his chain well, got his velo back up to where it was last year. It's a redshirt freshman, and here's a guy, a left-hander, that could come in and give him that balance. And so those are the things, I think, that evolved over time for college head coaches as they look to try to continue to solidify their lineup and get it in full force by the time they get the conference play. And really and truly, Bill, the series that was kind of the tipping point for Texas about the everyday lineup was the South Carolina series. Early March, when they swept that weekend series from the Gamecocks, who came in at number 2 in the country and number 1 in one poll, they swept that series, and that really kicked the team forward on into playing great the rest of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a turning point. Pete Hansen, by the way, named to the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association Freshman All-America team. One of 4 starting pitchers named on the first team. 9-1 record, 1.84 ERA in 83 and a third innings. An outstanding job by the California product. All right, as we look at the field here in Omaha, what sticks out to you, Craig? Any front runners? You know, kind of give us your impressions of this field.
Well, the way that the College World Series works, you have 2 separate 4-team brackets. So it's almost like 2 separate regionals. And then the 2 winners of that meet in 1 best of 3 national championship series, which is kind of like a super regional setup, a best of three. If you look at the 1-4-5-8 side of the bracket, I heard Kyle Peterson saying this the other night on the telecast on ESPN, and I'm inclined to agree with him. With Arkansas, the number 1 seed, being knocked out now, you have a surprise story in NC State. I think it's definitely a surprise that not so much that Stanford was able to get there, but the fact that they were not only able to win 2 in a row from Texas Tech in Lubbock, but to sweep them and really dominate it, 15-3 and 9-0. That shocked, I think, the entire college baseball world. So that's a surprise. The bottom side of that bracket is chalk, the 4 seed, the 5 seed, Vanderbilt and Arizona. And what you have is a matchup of one of the most dangerous offensive clubs in the country in Arizona, and the way they can pummel the baseball against the best 1-2 starting pitcher punch in all of college baseball in Kabar Rocker and Jack Leiter. So they are the best 1-2 punch, I think, in terms of your first 2 game starters. I will counter that by saying, with regard to Texas, on the other side of the bracket, they may have the best 1-2-3 rotation the way that it's gone down to the stretch with Ty Madden, with Tristan Stevens, and Pete Hansen. They might have the best three-man rotation going in, but the 1-2 punch of a Rocker and Leiter cannot be denied. They're tremendous. So on the other side of the bracket, you have Texas taking on a Mississippi State ball club. It's veteran. They've got good pitching, and they also can mash. They can knock the ball out of the ballpark. And then you probably have the hottest team overall in the tournament, Tennessee, who's been incredibly impressive all the way through and more than living up to their number three national seed. And then you have another, you know, really good Cinderella story in Virginia. But it's only Cinderella in that the Cavaliers were the number three seed going into that Columbia Regional and that deal where Old Dominion was the one seed in that region and South Carolina was hosting. And Virginia has now won six consecutive elimination games. So they have that little bit of a feeling of invincibility, knowing that they're and they have veterans on that team, and they have a coach in Brian O'Connor who knows exactly what he's doing. So I really like this field. It presents a great contrast of history, tradition, powerful bats, and power arms.
Craig Way is the voice of the Texas Longhorns. You said you've made nine trips to the College World Series for Texas and a couple more on the national level. Is there any consistent formula of what it takes to win in this tournament? Do you see a common theme amongst champions? Is there something that sticks out to you?
Well, veteran teams do very well. There's no doubt about it. Now, having said that, some of the teams that have won national championships have had freshmen step up and make a major difference. I mentioned Houston Street when Texas won in 02, he was a freshman. There have been other teams that had that freshmen step up and play great at times. But I think it's really the teams that you see just play really totally good sound baseball. Not one guy stands. You may have solid starting pitching and some guy emerges out of the bullpen or somebody steps up and does something they hadn't done all season long. It was the late Augie Garrido who put it best. He said, going into the tournament, there will always be a team that loses a game early that makes a run. There will almost always be a player whom you least expect to step forward and be a real hero. For Texas at 05, it was the third baseman, David Morrell. Morrell was known as a great glove third baseman who couldn't swing the bat very well. He was batting 206 going into the College World Series. I think he hit three home runs during the series, was named the outstanding player of the World Series. Different guys step up at times. And so it's kind of an expect the unexpected, but the veteran leadership of a team kind of keeps it all together, quite often led by its pitching. And then you get some guys who come up with some big key hits and key moments.
That's great. I can't believe that the time has flown by. I kept you here much longer than I'm sure you wanted to be here. I really appreciate your time. So gracious for all your time. Craig, enjoy another trip to Omaha. I know Big 12 Nation is pulling for Texas, the lone Big 12 team. I thought maybe we'd get at least a couple in there. I was hoping maybe three. I thought, man, maybe, you know, Tech and TCU, that'd be great. And you get this year, it's kind of tough. So, it's all on Texas's shoulders.
Well, and they don't mind carrying the banner for the league. They've done it before. And you're right. I've heard from my friends around the Big 12 saying, win it for the Big 12, and Texas, I know, is proud to be able to represent the Big 12 Conference and on that national stage, and they hope to be able to do so again. It's a wonderful place. I've been asked often, Bill, about, you know, you've had a chance to call national championship in football, Final Four in basketball, both men's and women's, national championship in baseball. Which do you like best? And I say they're all different. It's like saying which of your kids do you like best. They're completely different experiences. The Rose Bowl is a great experience for the national championship with all the color and pageantry and 100,000 people, and the Final Four with all the intensity and the fans are down close in that environment. And the College World Series is like this 2-week melodrama that evolves over the course of a fortnight, and you have different heroes emerge on different days, and it's a real Americana type of setting. Omaha is a wonderful place for the College World Series. Can't wait to get back up there.
Oh, that's great. Yep. Well, we'll be looking forward to it, and best of luck to the Longhorns. Hook 'em, right?
Yes, absolutely. Hook 'em Horns. We'll look forward to it. Thank you, Bill.
All right, thank you. Craig Way, the voice of the Texas Longhorns. And we've got more coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ice is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ice is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
And we're back on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. You can download the show as a podcast. Go to Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Big12Sports.com, wherever you download and subscribe to podcasts. Add Big 12 This Week to your list. I just saw this tweet from Forbes. Spotify is giving Alexandra Cooper top earning podcast dollars. $60 million for her Call Her Daddy deal. Gosh. I don't even know if Learfield IMG would give me $60. $60 million for, I think it's a three-year deal for podcasting. Outstanding. Yeah, I'm not on that level. I'm trying to work this out in my head in real time. And I've been sitting on this and I've been trying to think about it. This new playoff proposal expanding to 12 teams. And I think it does need to be expanded. I've argued before that how could you have the Power Five conferences and only four playoff spots? I mean, when they put that together, nobody said, wait a minute, I'm in the Power Five. I mean, there's a reason why they're called the Power Five. They're in an elite group of their own, a subsection of college football. And you wouldn't give one of those conference winners a bid? So I didn't like the four-team play. I don't like that. So now the 12-team, I'm like, all right, yeah, let's expand that. I'm kind of all for that. Originally in my head, I was kind of like at eight. You know, I figured you take the Power Five conference winners, that's five, and then you have the College Football Playoff Committee select three wild cards. And if that's a team or two from one of the other five conferences, you know, if you want to throw a Coastal Carolina in there or a Memphis or both of those and a Notre Dame, all right, well, then you let the committee handle that. So anyway, I was against the four-team. 12, I'm like, okay. But then I see that this bracket each year would include the sixth. This is where I'm trying to figure this out through my head here. The sixth highest ranked conference champions. So you look at the 10 conferences, the Power Five, and then the next five. Plus the sixth highest ranked other teams as determined by the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. So that's kind of where your wild card comes in. No conference would qualify automatically. And there would be no limit on the number of participants from a conference. I don't like that. And Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby was on this committee and brought forth these recommendations. And I just don't get it. I see a scenario where the Big 12 could get shafted. I mean, take an example of... And we'll just use last year, Oklahoma and Iowa State. Iowa State's up there. All right, they don't win the game. They had a great season, a historic season. But perhaps their loss to Oklahoma drops them out of the top 12. It would be non-beneficial for them to play in that championship game. And look, let's be honest. The perception is, and it's true. I mean, there are some in the Power Five, that there are some conferences that are more dominating. The SEC. I mean, if you go back over the last 10 years, the SEC has won close to 61% of their bowl games. All the other Power Five conferences are less than 50%. So the SEC is a power football conference. And you're always going to have it slanted towards those teams. And I don't know how fair that is. I mean, it's a money thing. You're going to get the rankings. But, yeah, you're always going to get a Georgia or a Florida or somebody that can't catch Alabama. You're going to get them in there. They're going to get picked over a Big 12 school. Let's say Iowa knocks off Ohio State. And a Baylor were to come along and knock out an Oklahoma. Well, you know that Iowa would shoot up. I mean, there's a possibility that Baylor beating Oklahoma in the Big 12 Conference could get knocked out because Ohio State lost. And it's, well, we got to get Ohio State in there. I don't know. If you're going to have three SEC schools, maybe even four, who knows? I mean, you're going to have to get Oklahoma to win the Big 12. It's going to be very difficult. Now, maybe they kind of gerrymander these rankings a little bit so that you do get the Power Five conferences in there somehow. And if one of the, you know, it's kind of a wink, wink. All right, there's no guarantee, but wink, wink, you'll get in. So we'll see. I don't know. It should just be more cut and dry. The Power Five conference winners, you're in. The next five conferences, it give three of the five. The highest-ranked conference winners there. That's eight. And then have the committee pick four wild cards. I mean, I just... Look, 10 years ago, we've been singing the praises of the SEC and the ACC. And we've been banging on the Big 12. You know what? 10 years from now, we're going to be singing the praises of the SEC and banging on the Big 12. And it's kind of silly. I mean, at least in the Big 12, and I know there's only 10 teams, and you'll argue and say, well, get 12 and have a true conference with divisions and you'll get on board. But Oklahoma State, Baylor, they're always playing the top teams. It's a round robin. Florida or Georgia? I just want to make my point here. Florida or Georgia, take your pick. Combined in the last 9 years, have played Alabama five times. So they, during the regular season, they're not even playing the toughest competition within their conference. But yet they get lumped into this super conference, and they're going to get the benefit of the doubt. Meanwhile, you take a school like Baylor, Iowa State, Texas, TCU. The last 9 years, you know how many times they've played Oklahoma? They're pretty easy to do the math. All of them. So the competition and the level of competition is still very high in the Big 12. I just don't know if this favors. I just don't know if this helps them. We'll see how it plays out. We'll see how it plays out. I guess the current four-team playoff, let me get my notes, make sure I'm telling you this correctly. It goes through 2025, 2026. I think they could maybe start this 12-team playoff by 2023. So we still have a couple of years. So the committee, they'll keep presenting this. They'll keep talking about this. It'll come back up for discussion in September. But I do want to get Commissioner Bob Bowlesby back on the show, and I'm going to try to get him on real soon, because I do want to ask him about this. And I may be completely off. Again, you know, as I told you, I'm just kind of thinking this stuff through my head. I've been following the softball and baseball so much, and I saw this. So I'm just really kind of plucking this stuff out, and I didn't really vet it before going out. So I might be, you know, speaking out of line here, but I'm concerned about the Big 12. But anyway, I want to get Commissioner Bob Bowlesby on. I mean, he was in those discussions. He was part of that group that made these recommendations. So I'll work on that, and Commissioner will come on with us. We got more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Thanks to my guest, Craig Way, and thank you for listening. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.